Praise Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command my heart and mind to know that God loves me. He said so. God loves me. Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, loves me. And all those who go to Him, He will not turn them away. He said so. So I go to Him in the name of Jesus Christ, boldly knowing that He is the creator of all things and He wants to save me. He wants to heal me. He wants to give me everything to live a good life. Therefore, Lord Jesus, I come to You and I command my heart and mind and cast out every spirit of doubt and unbelief. Every spirit of doubt and unbelief, get out of me in the name of Jesus Christ and not to come. If you return, I burn you in the blood of Jesus Christ. I drink the blood of Jesus Christ. I eat His flesh of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, and I must be one. Lord, make me one with You. Make me one with You. So all diseases will go. All troubles will go. I will overcome troubles. Troubles will come, but I will overcome them. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord Jesus, researchers are saying 85% of all diseases and conditions, the causes are emotional and thought thinking, false thinking, bad thinking, all causing all the diseases. Lord, as we are saying this, I come again and command my heart and mind to think right according to the word of God, to know that God loves me. Jesus Christ loves me. Lord, because of Your love, I receive Your love and release Your love to others. Because You loved me first, You suffered on, and You died on the cross and rose again and gave me power. I cursed Satan. I cursed demons. I got power in Your name. In Your name, the Son of the living God's name, Jesus Christ, I command every spirit of wicked, unclean spirit of anger, fear, anxiety, unforgiveness, bitterness, all get out in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus, researchers are saying that many of these conditions cause diabetes, cancer and every other disease. Therefore, in the name of Jesus Christ, I come against every spirit of diabetes, every spirit of diabetic wound. I curse you. I curse you. I curse you. You get out. Diabetic wound, you heal and dry up. You heal and dry up. Dry up. Dry up. Heal. Heal completely. In the name of Jesus Christ, I go to the root cause of this diabetes. I come against every spirit of fear, anxiety, unforgiveness, bitterness. All get out. Lord Jesus Christ, as You cursed a fig tree and from its root it started decaying and destroyed within a day, I curse fear, the spirit of fear, spirit of anxiety, spirit of unforgiveness, spirit of bitterness, self-hatred and low self-esteem. I curse you. I curse you. Every self-hatred and low self-esteem, I curse you. In the root you dry up. No more. My self-esteem is according to the will of Jesus Christ. His self-esteem is my self-esteem now, because Jesus Christ and I are one. Jesus Christ is in me. The Son of the living God is in me. The Holy Spirit is in me. I come against every guilt and jealousy and envy and anger and rage. All get out. I will not be angry anymore. Lord Jesus, Your word clearly says, angry will cause all this. Angry will dry up my bones. Oh, hatred will dry up my bones. Unforgiveness will dry up my bones and I'll have... Oh, arthritis comes. So therefore, I come against every spirit of self-hatred. I will not hate myself anymore. I will love myself because Jesus Christ loved me. I will love Him according to the way of Jesus Christ. Not self-love, for self-interest. I come against every spirit of self-interest and self-love. Get up of me in Jesus' name. I will love me as Jesus Christ loved me. I will be whole in the name of Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I am whole. I come against self-hatred. Whatever happened in the past is over. Whatever low esteem, whatever people told me, I'm nothing. However they abuse me, whether I'm abused verbally or physically or sexually abused or sexual immorality I committed, pornography, masturbation, sexual sins, whatever I did as causing the diseases, I cancel it in the name of Jesus Christ, because Jesus Christ has forgiven me. I receive His forgiveness. I receive His forgiveness. All my past sins are washed away because I come to Jesus Christ with humbleness. I humble myself to You, Lord Jesus. You are the Son of the living God. I humble myself to You. I come against every spirit of pride. Pride harms that I think I know. Anything we think we know, God Jesus Christ says that if you think you know, you do not know as you ought to know as yet. Therefore, I come against every spirit that think I know, I know. Get out in the name of Jesus Christ and not to return. My body is filled with the blood of Jesus Christ. Therefore, when you return, you will burn in the blood of Jesus Christ. I come against anger and rage and pride and go. I'm somebody. I must be somebody. I let go of all this. I want to be like Christ Jesus. I want to please Jesus Christ, because He is the Son of the living God. He is the one who suffered on the cross, died on the cross, suffered before that. He came to suffer. He knew he was going to suffer. He came to suffer for me so that he can take my sins, he can take my injuries, he can take my sickness and my condition. All that he took on the cross. So I release it all my diabetes, whatever, it's not my diabetes anymore. All the diabetic wound, all the cancer, all the arthritis, all the pains, all the sickness, all the high blood pressure, whatever sickness, high blood pressure, all I release it on the cross, to the cross, where all sickness was taken. And his word says, by his stripes, how he stripped and whipped him, and all his skin was stripped off, by his stripes, I was healed that time, 2,000 years ago. Therefore, I received in the spirit, in the power, I received the healing. I released the conditions, every wicked, unclean condition, diabetes, diabetic wound, high blood pressure, arthritis, cancer, whatever it is, I release it. I called it by name. All diseases and all conditions that are not of Jesus Christ, not from God, is from Satan. I release it to the cross, and the cross it is destroyed. On the cross of Jesus Christ is destroyed. Where he suffered for me on that day 2,000 years ago, it is destroyed because he is almighty, he is all powerful. Now I receive his love. I receive his love. I love all because by loving everyone, his love fills my body, love fills my heart, love fills my mind. I am made whole, I am healed, and I release the love for others. I will even love those who are abusing me, who are provoking me. I'll move away. I'll forgive everybody. I forgive everybody. Why I forgive? Because for my own sake. By forgiving, I have power in the spiritual form. In the spiritual level, in the spiritual world, I have power. I curse you, spirit of unforgiveness. Get out in the name of Jesus Christ. I curse you, spirit of bitterness. Get out in the name of Jesus Christ. Dry up everything that is of root here, that has got not of Christ. Dry up. Only love. Love prospers my body. Love prospers my mind. Love prospers my heart. I come against every sexual sin, every sexual immorality, whatever it is, all get out in Jesus' name. From today, by his power, by the blood, I will not commit any more sin. When I do fall into sin, he forgives me when I go to him and confess and ask for forgiveness. The Son of the living God will forgive me. His promise is that you come to me, I'll wash you son, I'll wash you daughter, you come to me, I'll wash you clean. The past is over. The past is over. Every spirit that says, I must be perfect, I must do this perfectly, I must do that perfectly, I must perform so much. All the anxiety and worry, I cast out in Jesus Christ's name. Because all the anxiety and worry are causing diseases. It's mainly diabetes and diabetic wounds are not healing, not drying because of this spirit, because of this condition, whereby I must perfect. I'm rushing, I'm worrying, I'm this, I cast all my worries to him. I will not worry about tomorrow anymore because I know he cares for me, he loves me, he'll take care of my tomorrow. I command my heart and mind to have formed complete faith in Jesus Christ, word of Jesus Christ, that he'll provide for me, he'll love me. I surrender all. Lord, even when I didn't surrender, even when I didn't know you, nothing worked, Lord. I'm just worrying and nothing happened. It became worse and worse. My diabetes increased. My diabetic wounds increased. I curse it all in Jesus' name. I curse it all in Jesus' name. From today, I have no more diabetic spirit, no more diabetic condition. Healing is starting now. Healing is starting now. It's starting now. The wounds are drying up. Wounds that you don't even know exist are drying up now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, all generational curses, all curses and sins committed by forefathers, our grandfathers, great-grandfathers, grandmothers, whatever, all the familiar spirits, all the generational spirits, I cut it. Because everything, all the curses are coming down. The genetic that has been deformed from before, all coming down, has been stopped today. Because I am in Jesus Christ. He is perfect. Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. He is perfect. Therefore, he is making my body perfect. All the past is washed away. The past is finished. Yet I got a new future. I will look at the future. I will work hard by his power. I will endure. Even when pain comes, I cast away every spirit of pain. I bind and break the whole. Go in Jesus' name. Go in Jesus' name. I'll be humble. Humble. Humbleness gives me great power in the spiritual plane. Humbleness, God said, will give me more grace. I want more grace from you, Lord. I receive grace. I will be more humble. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, I command my heart and mind to have more power by having been humble. I command be humble and grateful. I give thanks in all things, even things supposed to have gone wrong. I give thanks because that is your command. Son of the living God, that's your command. And so I receive your command, Jesus Christ. And I command my heart and mind to give thanks in all things. Why I can give thanks in all things? Because I know and believe that you will bring it to pass all work for me. All work for me, those who love God, you say, all together will work for the good of those who love God. Therefore, and according to your purpose, everything will be done. I will have a great future. I will not worry about the future. The worrying has caused all the diseases. Get out in Jesus' name. You are not coming back. Any more diseases are not coming back. Filled with love. Love heals. I love my neighbor. I love my enemy even. Because why? I have power to love now in Jesus Christ's name. I move away from those who are provoking. I move away. I forgive. I will love them. If they need anything, I will help them. I'll help them if they actually need something. But if they don't need anything, if they're just giving provocation, I'll move away and surrender them to Jesus Christ. I surrender the difficult people to Jesus Christ. I will love my neighbors. I want every cell of my body, Lord Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ, I ask the Holy Spirit to fill every cell of my body, every thought process, every thinking, every thought, every feeling to be filled with love for others. To love for others and to love all. And your word says, what you sow, we reap. Therefore, Lord Jesus, I will sow only good things. I will sow in the spiritual love, 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 and cancel everything that's not of Christ. Anything that's not of love, I cancel it. I overcome it in Jesus' name. I'll overcome all temptation in the name of Jesus Christ. Get out in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus Christ, I want to eat the right food and the right drinks. Anything that's causing me harm, I reject it. I command my heart and mind to reject everything that's not of Christ. Every food, every drink that is causing diseases, I say get out in Jesus' name. To hate it, my every cell, my body must hate the food and drink. Lord Jesus Christ, everything my body is perfect because you are perfect. You took everything that's not perfect on the cross and crushed it and you released a perfect thing. Lord Jesus, I sow good things. Even anything I consume in moderation, I only eat when I need to eat. I eat the good things and bring the good things, not anything else. My body must reject it in the name of Jesus Christ. Therefore, in the name of Jesus Christ, now I'm speaking to your body, wherever the pancreas, I'm talking to you pancreas, I'm calling to being what is not. I'm calling to being a perfectly brand new pancreas in the name of Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I call him to being perfect liver. I call him to being in the name of Jesus Christ what is not. I call him to being perfect kidneys in the name of Jesus Christ. I call him to being perfect organs. Every organ, Lord, you intricately did it for me. You womb, you said, you showed me in my mother's womb. Oh, you weaved me in my mother's womb. Likewise, Lord, you weaved me perfectly. I receive the perfection for every organ, every limb, every muscle, every tendon, every ligament, all lengthen and loosen up and settle down according to where you are. Perfect heart, according to being a brand new heart. Every blockages, I curse you. You go in Jesus' name. Blockages all released in Jesus Christ's name. Everything, Lord, when you told the sea to be calm, the stormy sea became calm like glass, sheet of glass. Therefore, in the name of Jesus Christ, when I command, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the Son of the living God, I command every blockage to release. Every blockage to release, wherever they are, in the brains, in the heart, all clear. How every vessel to be strengthened and supple. Every blood vessel to be strengthened and supple. Micro arteries to be clearing and moving and taking away all the refuse. And all the refuse are being taken off and the waste is taken clear and new nutrients are going. Oxygen is filling up. New pair of lungs. I call into being a brand new pair of lungs. What is not? Every cell in the lung to be regenerated and rejuvenated. Every cell in the kidney to be regenerated and rejuvenated. Every cell in the heart to be regenerated and rejuvenated in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I'm speaking to you. Brand new organs, brand new health, brand new love. When people see me, they'll see love. Lord, I want them to see, and I want them to see not my past. My past is over. They must see love. I must love them, no matter what. And they see, and I'm different because you are in me. You and me. Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, you love me. Father God loves me. And in that love, I will walk. In today, I am whole. I'll do things. What I sow, I will reap. I'll sow only good things. I'll sow good things in my body. I'll speak good things. I'll sing good things. I will not allow bad thoughts and good and bad thinking and bad feelings to come. When they come, in the name of Jesus Christ, I delete it. I cancel it. I command you, get out of me. I only must have love thoughts, love of others, not lust, not the worldly lust, not the lust of the eyes. All get out in the name of Jesus Christ. Today, I'm being made whole. Today is the day I'm starting a healing, complete healing starting today and continuing. Every day I hear this prayer, I'm continuing. Every day I say this prayer, more healing, increased healing. And day by day, I will sense it. I must sense it now, Lord Jesus. Make me feel better after this prayer. And then I will know, Lord Jesus, I will be encouraged, I will be edified, and I will declare your name. I will declare your name. I will go and tell others, this prayer works. It's a prayer to you once, because it's not a prayer. It is you, my Lord Jesus Christ, Son of the Living God. It's you who the husband of my soul. My soul is part of the bride of Jesus Christ. I surrender my soul to you. Lord Jesus, I'm not alone anymore. Lord Jesus Christ, I'm not alone anymore. In Jesus Christ's name, I know I'm loved by you. I'm loved, Lord. The past, wherever, no fatherly love, no motherly love, no whatever love, no husband love, no wife love, all finished, no children love, all that over. You are my father. You are my husband of my soul. You are Jesus Christ, Son of the Living God. You are the one who suffered and died on the cross and rose again so that you can take my soul and give it peace. I receive you, Lord. I receive your peace. I receive your health. I receive your prosperity. I receive everything to live life. Not greed. I come against every spirit of greed. Whether it's food, whether it's drinks, whether it's money. I come against every spirit of greed. You dry up and get out and go in Jesus Christ's name. But wholeness, complete, more than enough to live this life and be a blessing to all. I'll be a blessing to all with my words, with my thoughts. My feeling, I'll be a blessing to all. With the finances, I'll be a blessing to all. I will give boldly because you provided for me. In Jesus Christ's name, Lord Jesus, I will give up myself. I'll care for others. I will declare your name. I'll give them the power in this prayer to you. Ask them to pray to you. I'll go and tell them. Make me whole, Lord Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name, as the diabetes begins to get out and normalize, you go normalize, as the diabetes wound begins to dry up, I will go and declare more your name, Lord, in Jesus. Make me, Holy Spirit, to declare the name of Jesus Christ, to bless others, so diabetes will be eradicated. Diabetic wound will be healed up in people. People are suffering. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus Christ, the husband of my soul, the Son of the Living God.